Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Billy, Justy, and Frank bringing us back. A little Texas music there. 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame as we wrap up another segment, another visit with our good friend Jay Minks, Executive Vice President of Insperity. Full disclosure, our presenting sponsor, and as we continue to celebrate the 19th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show, thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for all the years of being part of our world, small business owners. You know that everything we do here is dedicated to your success and helping you to grow your business, and that's the reason why we bring folks like Jay on. Jay, thanks again for being here. Jay, you've been around a while. You've seen a lot of ups and downs in the economy. We've had a new election now. We've got another president-elect. A lot of people were surprised about what happened. But as you look out across the economy, thinking of your own business, thinking of your customers, as you sort of take measure of the sentiment and some of the factors that you're seeing that you know how to track, what is your perspective on 2017?
Well, let me tell you, late part of 16, this year we saw a pause really in late summer. It's kind of like the small business market kind of just put everything in, you know, a little something in neutral, right?
Mm-hmm. You think that was out of fear or uncertainty?
Yeah, you know, we see that every 4 years. I mean, it's a little more pronounced this time than it has been in the past, but it definitely was. It definitely flipped into neutral, and you know, we just can't tell you much because we're a public company. But mm-hmm. it seems like we have a little break in the dam here, in the sense of people making decisions. Kind of came forth here recently, and mm-hmm. I'm really
Time out. You're mm-hmm. seeing a little bit of momentum just in the last week.
Yes, just in the last few weeks. Just
that's news, folks. Go ahead.
I think what this means to small business, those that are really, really vested in America, is that they've been heard. You know, their plight with the regulations and all the things mm-hmm. they deal with, which is unbelievable. I'm sitting in a meeting yesterday, and we're talking about with our IT folks. Talking about accommodating the Affordable Care Act
right.
and all this stuff. I'm like, oh, my gosh, you're making my head hurt. All the intricacies.
Yeah.
Oh, you flip this. If you have this person work this long, it flips this switch. Oh, but they fall off to part-time, it flips that switch. And then if they go that way, you get a penalty. I mean,
right.
I'm going, you wonder why small business is suffering. So if Donald Trump will just do half of what he said he was going to do,
right.
I mean, it's going to be a boon to America. Listen. America works on the back of small business. That's just the way it is. And we should be throwing parades for small business owners, not putting
that's
regulations
exactly
on
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
When they
talk
know,
about,
the
they talk about Small Business company. Saturday, I tell them every Saturday is Small Business Saturday.
Amen. Exactly. You know, it should be. Seriously, I'm not kidding at all, Jim. You know I'm serious about this.
Yeah.
These are the folks. I tell our sales folks, I go, look, guys, ladies, here's how it is. These are the last people to get paid.
That's right.
I want you to go, when you go to that office, the first thing I want you to do is tell them Insperity thanks you for what you do for America every day. I'm not kidding.
I
tell them, go do that, you know, because it is a fact. It is absolutely the absolute backbone. I mean, if you got a weak backbone, you got a weak body. You
right.
got a strong backbone, you can put up with a lot. So we're seeing just in just a matter of days, Jim, a little bit of a breakthrough.
Well,
let me
throw a little research on there, and folks, I'm just talking about what we got. We polled the audience a week before the election, and we said, you know, who are you going to vote for? Two-thirds of our respondents, of our audience, said Trump. 13% said Hillary.
Right.
Said Ms. Clinton.
Yeah.
I think small business owners are anxious to support somebody who's made a payroll. I really do think that was a big part of it.
I think you're right.
You know, and folks, right. That's not politics.
Yeah.
This isn't politics. No. This is about who we are and what we do. And I don't think anybody thinks President, you know, nobody's expecting President Trump to be the greatest president in the world, but the fact that he's made a payroll, I think that had something to do with it.
Yeah. Well, if you can have, I think he exhibited empathy.
Yeah.
And the only way you get empathy is you got to walk into the man's shoes, the lady's shoes,
that's,
right?
That's a good, and that's a good point.
And he's done, look, he, remember, yeah. let's think back. He got humbled. He almost lost everything back in, what, 80?
Yep. That's a good point. I want to be around people who have failed at least once before. I failed. I've heard your story. I know you failed before. Hey, Jay, I got to wrap it up. Thanks again. Yeah. Okay, Thanks again for all that you guys do for small businesses.
Well, congratulations, gentlemen. 19 years. I'm expecting 19 more out of you because I got a business to build here.
Okay, thanks, Jay. Jay Meeks, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back into the day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.